This is dope. This is fire.
Are we live?
You are.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Cult of Individuality Digital Sessions 18.0. Feels like it's been a minute since we had a session, but it's only been a fucking week, but it feels like longer because normally we do this on Monday nights. Hopefully you guys tuned in when we had Blacktop Mojo last week take over the IG Thursday night and do an acoustic performance for 45 minutes. Shit was dope. We've got more stuff coming like that in the future. You flipped the camera there, by the way.
Uh-oh.
There you go. we got a cool fucking show today. So we have 2K Baby coming on here first. We're going to follow him up by also a close friend, Josh Katz from Bad Flower out of L.A., fucking great band. Nate DiRico coming in here, and then we've got an intimate performance by a local here that you guys asked for. Melignon, local here, sitting here in the fucking space right now, chilling with us. But he did some shit out there, and you guys, we asked if you wanted him in, and you said yes. But you guys see this shit? Compliments of my wife, it's fucking badass. So I'm gonna start off with
2K.
Oh, 2K's in.
What's up, dude? Gang?
How are you?
You said good morning?
No, I said good morning.
How about you? What you sipping on, man? Look like you sipping on something.
Good, check out. Yeah, man, look at this fucking bad boy right here. This little,
you're dry. I can't hear you.
Fucking look too long. You can't hear me?
I can hear you a little bit. You just sound a little quiet.
Oh, shit. No, should be all right. You want me to use the mic? I can use the mic. Dude, I'm going to do a shot here for a second. I usually start off with a shot, so I'm going to do that with everybody.
Man, you getting teed up out the muscle. is that your first shot of the day?
No. That'll be no.
What you say I was?
That'll be no, which is not necessary. Oh, that was bullet. It's bullet bourbon.
Can you hear me now? Does that sound a little bit better?
It's called bullet bourbon.
Is that louder?
Yes, it's
bullet
louder.
Bourbon. Yeah. So let me give it. I like to give everybody a little intro, just in case they're not familiar, because we have a very diverse audience that tunes in. So this is 2K Baby, originally from Louisville, Kentucky, but you're living now down in Atlanta, right?
Yeah. Now I live in Atlanta.
So, I forget how we kind of hooked up. I think it was through maybe Franny, maybe, with our marketing team at Slusa. Yeah. So, dude, spoke super highly of you. I know you got a couple of singles out right now. You have Beta that released 7 months ago.
Yeah. I just released a project, an EP, with a lot of singles on them. Like, probably earlier this year. You know what I'm saying?
So
before the summer kicked off.
Dude, yeah, you have the single Dreaming that's out as well too, right? So
yeah, Dreaming. Yeah, that's been out since the end of last year.
Yeah, dude, it's like 1.6 million streams on YouTube. That shit's high.
It's going up. They're starting to catch on to it, you know.
What's the so tell everybody what the EP is that you got out right now. What's that called? The EP.
What's the goal of the EP?
No, what's the EP you have coming out? What's the name of it?
Well, my EP that I just dropped is called Pre-Game Rituals.
Uh-huh.
So, I dropped that project some months ago before the summer kicked off, and I really just put like a lot like the songs that I chose for that project, I feel like really just explain and just kind of give the fans a feeling and just everything I was really going through, like, before my life changed. My project, my EP, Pre-Game Rituals, is a project I'm going to be listening to for the rest of my career, like, before walking into, you feel me, whatever situation, before I walk into a sold-out stadium and do a show, that's what I'm going to be listening to before that, just to bring me back down to, you know what I'm saying, where I came from, you know what I'm saying, remember what started all of it, you feel me, what made it.
It was back in 2019, I think Complex did an article about you, and kind of talked about the struggles that you and your brother face. And then you
look at my little brother right here. How where he at? Damn, where the fuck?
Where's he at? Oh, there he is. Yeah. What's up, man? How you doing? Yeah, so, you know, to kind of talk about that a little bit, because you got a story behind you, kind of what you went through and just decided to kind of pick up and relocate and go chase that music career.
I mean, like, for me and my brother, like, yeah, we grew up in Louisville, and I mean, it was, you know what I'm saying, we struggled, just like a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, like, every city got their grit. You know what I'm saying? So we went and, like, we didn't have it like that growing up, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, how other kids, they only worry or, like, you feel me? Like, other kids really just focus on being a kid and having fun, you know what I'm saying? Like, they go out and about, rock out and have fun, and they people still gonna make sure they straight, make sure they in, you feel me? Like, the clothes they want to wear and just shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, type of phone they want to have and shit. But growing up, like, we ain't just having shit given to us. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know what I'm saying? So we really had to, like, just really just make it work with what we had. You know what I'm saying? But because of that, to this day, everything we got now, like, we're very appreciative of it. Like, we appreciate it all. You know what I'm saying? And feel me? We don't take nothing for granted. But motherfucking, like, about 2 years ago, we had got up and we just left Louisville. Like, we went to the A, just me and my brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, we dropped everything, left our whole, you know what I'm saying? We born and raised Louisville, been in Louisville our whole life. Everybody we know, everything we know is Louisville. So we left our whole life behind us and went to the A. And around that time when I had left, I had, like, you know what I'm saying? I had a little following, little fan base I had built up from back home. You know what I'm saying? But it wasn't nothing too crazy. But I even, you know what I'm saying, sacrificed that shit and really had to start over, all over again, you know what I'm saying, from step one. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to Atlanta, a place I'm not from, don't nobody know me. So, like, it was just, I had to start all the way over, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't curved. I mean, I did curve, but I'm saying, like, I wasn't afraid. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to take risks. You know what I'm saying? I heard Lil Bibby say, if you want something you never had, you got to do something you never did. You feel me? So,
That's what we had to do. Yep.
But since we got to the A, we just been working our ass off, man. Just music every day. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, you've been grinding in the studio nonstop, right?
Hell yeah, I'm a lab rat.
Yeah, I mean, you got to. See, so you can't really hear all that well.
Hell yeah.
But it's not,
especially,
it's not,
like, and the main thing that probably motivates me every day, like, the one thing that for sure makes me get up and go to the studio every day is just thinking about how blessed I am to be in this position. You know what I'm saying? Like, before this music shit, back when I lived back home, you know what I'm saying? I done hustled. I done did all type of shit for money. I done worked 9 to 5s. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just blessed to be in this position because I could be working a 9 to 5 like anybody else. And if I was, I'd be at motherfucking Kroger, KFC, UPS, whatever the fuck it is. I'd be at that shit every single damn day. So the fact that I'm not in that position, you know what I'm saying? And I'm in a position where I can do this. Nigga, you damn right I'm going to get up every day and go to the studio just like I work in a 9 to 5. You know what I'm saying? Because really, this music is my 9 to 5. You know what I'm saying? The studio is my 9 to 5. You feel me? So that's why I get up and do that shit every day, because I could be getting up and going to push carts at Kroger like I used to be. You feel me?
Dude, you got a very humble demeanor. You can tell you're very fucking grounded. Which means you've got a support system. You've got a support system that's around you. That is also guiding you and there to support you and help build this career, because it's hard for us to do these things on our own. I mean, how did you feel when how do you feel you're signed to Warner? I mean, just getting signed with these guys, how did that make you feel when you signed that deal?
That was a blessing, like, you know what I'm saying, all the way up until that moment, you know what I'm saying, like, even before I had got with Warner and I was talking to other labels and shit, like, just that whole process of talking to labels and shit, like, it was very surreal, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, obviously before it got to that point, you know what I'm saying, I'm just hearing every single day, you feel me, the labels is coming, and even when the labels start coming, it was still, like, just a surreal moment, like, not a moment, but just the whole thing was just surreal, because it's just, like, it was just almost too good to be true. Like, I'm from Louisville. You know what I'm saying? Cities like Atlanta, New York, Cali, shit's normal. Louisville, shit ain't normal. Niggas don't meet up with no labels. We don't, Ain't none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm one of the first niggas from my city to even experience this shit. So it was like, even as I'm meeting up with the labels, in the back of my mind, it's still like, this shit too good to be true. Like, this shit can still fall through. You know what I'm saying? Until a nigga actually finished out some paperwork. I'm lying. Matter of fact, even after I made my decision as far as whatever label I'm going to, after I already signed the paperwork and shit, bro, the shit was still surreal, bro. Like, the shit was surreal until I woke up that morning and I wasn't broke no more. You feel me? Like, all the way up until the end, you know what I'm saying? Like after I signed my deal with Warner and I got back to the A, to Atlanta, me and my brother, we motherfucking went back to the little one-bedroom apartment we were staying at, the little projects, little $400 rent. We went back, dog. We grabbed some smoke, grabbed some NyQuil, and we slept our days away in the crib until we wasn't broke no more. But I wasn't risking going out the crib and something stupid happening or something, because like I said, it was just so like, it's just crazy. Like, it was just crazy. It was crazy, bro. I ain't gonna lie, it's just like a dream, bro. You know what I'm saying?
It's funny. I got a bunch of people that are here hanging out with us right now, and they're all listening, and I'm watching them as you talk it, and they're shaking their head, and they're relating to the story that you're telling. And,
yeah.
Dude, the shit's dope. And again, we haven't had the blessing to meet in person, where most of the people that I bring on the show, the people that I've sat and drank with and burnt bread and hung out with, dude, you got this energy about you that is humbling and very, very natural. But what I can tell about you is you're not a guy that's going to sit back and rest and kind of soak it all in. You're the guy that I can tell is going to go, that's great, I accomplished that, but I want to do more. I'm going to keep going, and I'm going to keep grinding, and I'm going to keep doing.
Hell yeah.
And that's the
end. Yeah, yeah. Like I said, like, I'm grateful for everything, and I appreciate it all. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I'm never satisfied. You feel me? Like, my favorite movie, Get Rich or Die Trying, and I live by that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's really what I'm on. You feel me? And not even just myself. I want to put everybody around me in the position to become bosses too and do the same shit I'm doing and create a chain reaction. You see what I'm saying? You feel me?
So, who would you say, from a musician, who is the most influential on your... You taking your path and you creating your style. What artist inspired you to start to create your own vibe?
See, I'm for sure have to say Lil Herb, off the muscle. Lil Herb, really, that's like where it started for me as far as like, well, before Herb, I was into like Lil Wayne and Michael Jackson and shit, but I had never thought about being no artist. You know what I'm saying? I had never thought about rapping or none of that shit. And when I was about like 14, 15, one of my main niggas got locked up for some guns or whatever the fuck. So I just started rapping just to say free my niggas. You know what I'm saying? But at 14, 15, that's also when I started listening to Lil Herb and shit, all that Pistol Pete Project and all that shit, Welcome to Phazoland and all that shit. So motherfucking, like, that age, that's he was inspiring me then. You know what I'm saying? Even to this day, though, still. You know what I'm saying?
It might be the same answer, it might not be the same answer, but if you could tour right now, which, you know, obviously ain't fucking happening, what artists, past or present, alive with us today, what artists would you want to tour with right now?
What artists would I want to tour with? Oh, alright, so like, I'm gonna give, alright, so like, I don't know, like, the answer could be the same if I'm just speaking for, like, as far as, like, my favorite artist personally. But if I'm thinking from a business perspective and just from, like, just, you feel me, on that type of end, I would probably want to tour with Travis Scott, for real, and really study how he do his shows and his performance and his stage presence and all that. Because when you buying a Travis Scott concert ticket, it's not like you buying a concert ticket. It's like you buying a movie ticket. Like, people know what they getting when they go into that type of shit. So I would like to tour with that nigga just to feel me, catch his speed. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, that's fucking insane. I'm looking at it again. Everybody's just fucking shaking their heads. Like, yeah.
You said what?
I'm looking at, again, usually we do these shows and I'm by myself and here with maybe one or two people. Now we actually got about 10 people in here listening and I'm watching their reactions as you're answering, dude. They're all just shaking their head in agreement. So the shit's good. So listen, did you get your cult shit yet or no? Did the shit arrive to you?
I ain't got it yet, but motherfucking, hey. I be really rocking that shit like out of town. Like I told Brody, I be getting it from Exclusive Game. It's the Exclusive Game around the corner from Lenox Mall. Yeah. I was probably ready to stop over there today, bro, and see what they got over there, man.
Well, you got a little goodie bag coming. I heard you like the skinny jeans now too with the super stretch.
Hell yeah. You know, Weezy started that wave, man. Weezy had everybody on the skinny jeans, trying to rock Supras and shit. If a nigga say he wasn't fucking with Lil Wayne, trying to skateboard and do all that shit, a nigga lying, bro. Every real nigga remember that shit when Lil Wayne was on that shit. Had everybody doing that shit, rocking truck fits and Supras and shit. So,
fuck yeah. Shout out Rome, too. Shout out Rome. Listen, I remember when we started doing the skinny jeans, nobody wanted that shit. Nobody. I made them and gave them away. There's nobody.
Damn, but niggas' jeans ain't fitted, bro. Somebody gonna joke on their ass.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Balls need an oxygen tank. It need to be so tight right now.
Hell yeah, but it's part of the mandatory drill. Now, in 2020. Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. Well, listen, man, I appreciate your time. I'm actually looking forward to meeting you in person because, dude, you got some good energy. You got a good...
Well, honey.
Just right here, 15 minutes is a good aura just about you. So you're very humble. You're very talented. Everybody needs to go check out... check out Beta. You're doing a remix for Dreaming that's coming out soon, too, right?
You say it again?
Is there a remix coming out for the Dreaming single you did?
The remix to Dreaming, it's already out. It's already out. You can listen to it right now. The remix for Dreaming is on my EP, Pre-Game Rituals. That's on Spotify, Apple Music, all that.
Everybody go check that out. I always tell everyone, we do $1,000 shopping spree. So every artist that comes on here, if they go and screenshot that they downloaded and listened to a song and sent DM us, They get eligible to win $1,000 shopping spree.
Y'all need to go do it.
Check him out now. Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube. Check him out now. Listen, man. Yeah. Be well. Be on the lookout. That package is on the way.
And, all right, buddy.
Let's definitely stay in touch, dude. I appreciate it.
All right, bro. Thank you, bro. Appreciate you, bro. And I appreciate Rome, too, like you said, bro. Shout out Rome, man.
Yeah, shout out Rome, for sure.
For sure.
All right, bro. Be well.
All right, bro. Be safe.
Yo, I hate using this mic right now. Fuck, I hate using it. Let's see if the next guest is in here. Is Josh there? You see Josh? Josh. Again? So Josh from Bad Flower is coming in next. Another amazing band out of California, kind of exploded onto the scene in 2019. I'm not going to say much more because I'm going to save it for our interview. So Josh, if you're in here listening now, send that invite. So again, should I do another shot while we're fucking waiting? Listen, I'm sitting here, I'm wearing this. This is a new drip that's coming this fall, by the way. The denim jacket with the leather sleeves, the zip-off sleeves turned into a fucking vest, studs. Check this shit out. I think it's going to be in like September. Make sure you're hitting the website. Hope everyone's well out there. Listen, we've got to be cognizant about what's going on right now. We're starting to see the country starting to go back into lockdowns.
Another shot?
Oh, fuck. Hold on. I'm up.
So I'm going to do another shot. So in case you were not in earlier, compliments to my wife. So,
CP
decanter. There he is. Josh is in.
Bam! Shot though.
I'm doing a shot. Shot. Where's your glass, dude?
I'm in the red cup. I'm red cupping.
Solo cupping.
Bam! We got Josh.
Up, dude.
Yo. Why are you getting this? What's up?
Get in this.
What's going on, man?
How you doing, man? Good to finally get you on. Yo, what's up?
Yeah, I got me and Anthony because we're the two that you sent a ton of clothes to. Thank you very much, by the way, for doing that.
Oh, dude, you're very, very welcome. Listen, I'm doing a little shot here, so cheers. I was
cheers. I'm doing Pedialyte because I did too much of that last night.
That shit really works, right? That does
it. It helps. It helps a lot. Yeah.
Fuck, you know what?
This is the official drink of COVID quarantine for me, at least. Because I keep I don't know. I'm not touring. I'm not doing anything. I'm just creating. So I keep getting drunk, and then I wake up in the morning miserable. And Pedialyte. Pedialyte, the official drink.
Pickle juice.
I've heard about that, but I'm not into it. I like pickles, too.
I fucking love fucking some pickleback shots with some bourbon. Oh, shit.
That's pretty rock and roll. That used to be
at
the ranch. Friends of ours would do, pickle juice and, was it tequila?
Jameson. Probably Jameson.
Maybe Jameson. I never partook.
So listen, I just want to give everybody a little intro normally because we get such a diverse audience that comes into the live sessions. So I just want to. Josh is the front man for the band Banflower, which really exploded onto the scene in 2019. You guys, Anthony's a drummer of the band. You guys, I heard you first on Octane, which is where I get most of my music from. I'm, good friends with Jose Mangan and was exposed to you guys. Before you guys started the band Batflower, you were actually doing a band called Cartoons.
Right? Why are we talking about this?
Well, all right, fuck it. I won't even talk about that. Fuck it. Your first
fuck
EP,
that,
you
fuck
guys,
that.
Fuck that. All right, listen, man.
Next. What's
I'd
next?
I'd like to hear fucking shit. So,
we didn't pre-screen this this interview at all.
No, so fuck it. I wanted to bring that shit up. So fuck it. Talk about.
You sent us some of our favorite t-shirts and jeans and jackets. So if you want to talk about our first band for 3.5 seconds, I'm happy to do that.
I'm done. I'm already done. I'm already done
okay,
with that
cool.
shit.
Great,
done,
good.
Done. But, all right. So fuck. Your first album, I'm Sick, released in 2019. It's amazing fucking songs on there. My wife still to this day, she's fucking touched by the lyrics, but we've been listening during this COVID thing, dude. You've been doing some fun shit with some covers.
Yeah. Two. Well, we did one really, really stupid cover of a Jerry Rafferty song. Did you hear that?
Yeah, man. Right Down the Line is the one I'm fucking.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the song.
That's it.
And
dude,
it really was just. Joey and I were working, we were in Nashville in a studio and we were sort of locked down there together. And we were working on some song that sounded similar to the Jerry Rafferty song. And then Joey left and I just stayed up all night and I was like, I'm just start laying down this a little bit just for fun. And then we got to a point where it was done. And then we just got drunk as we've been doing and made a really dumb video on YouTube. And I think most people didn't really care.
The shit was dope.
Thank you. Well, I'm glad that you cared. I'm glad that you did. I love that song, too.
The shit was dope. I like the whole going back into, the 80s type shit. You guys, are you doing, did you just do something also? You guys, one of the first places you got played was at the Troubadour.
Yeah. Right? We did 3 consecutive shows there when we first started out, and we showcased for labels there.
Yeah,
so
man.
So every label and every agency and every... PR person came out to see us and they all said no.
Yes, right? Which is fucking great. Now it's you'll fuck yourselves, right? Because
look, yeah. Well, yeah, I know. They're all mad now, but.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck them. Did you just do something or you're doing something also at the Troubadour? Because there's talks about maybe the Troubadour's not, as this COVID has affected fucking things, you guys did virtual thing?
I tweeted about that because I saw that the Troubadour was really struggling for a while, and I think I just said we when shows first open up, we want to go and play some of the venues that helped us get our start, and just let all the money go to those venues to keep them going because that's important to us. Yeah. And we will. We have scheduled because shows still aren't back yet. But I think that probably will be the game plan once we start touring again. If we go out and headline, I think all of us have sort of been talking about trying to hit smaller venues and just doing multiple nights at smaller venues, rather than like single nights at big venues. Like, and yeah, help out as much as we can.
Yeah, you also have another. You're doing a virtual kind of festival called the Shit Fest, right?
That's right.
That's coming up on the 18th. Kind of let everybody know about that.
Shit Fest. It stands for So Happy I'm 30, because I'm turning 30 in like 3 days. Joey, our guitarist, who's somewhere around too. His birthday's the day before mine, so we're both turning 30. It almost feels like Joey and I started the band, so it's like the band just turned 30, and we hate it. And we wrote a song called 30, and it's coming out on my birthday.
On this Friday. This Friday. Hell yeah.
And yeah, on Friday. And then on Saturday, we're doing like a virtual show, and all the money goes to charity. All the ticket sales. So.
Where can everybody go to check that out?
Google? Socials? I don't know. I don't have the link ready. Does anybody ever type out links even? Just like go to their social pages and click the link in the bio. It's going to take you somewhere you need to be.
It'll take you where you got to go.
I can't. I think the last time I typed in a URL into a browser was like addictinggames.com 15 years ago.
Oh, really?
I think it's the last time I actually typed in a URL. We don't do that anymore.
Yeah,
right?
Nobody fucking.
Do you still type in URLs?
Fuck no. You just cool. You just type in a word and search.
I was about to burn all my Colt shirts if you did.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck. Listen, I'm glad you'll actually like the shit, dude.
You know, we just did a photo shoot the other day too. It's not only in our music video, but in our photo shoot, and we all just sort of mix and matched the stuff that you sent him and I.
Yeah.
And we literally look like a billboard for your company, and that was not even the intention. We just like how we look at it, and so we're just wearing it all.
Listen,
and people keep asking me too, like I'm wearing the you can't do
the hat,
basic people hat, and people keep asking.
It's, yeah.
It's very cool. People love it.
Dude,
we love it.
For me, it's important. It's important for people, for me personally, that artists that I actually listen to that I fucking like actually wear the shit. So, I mean, when I saw you doing actually the session on the takeover on Octane with Johnny from Nothing More, I hit up Johnny. I'm like, yo, Johnny.
Oh, yeah,
You friends with Josh? He's like, oh, yeah. We're doing that. I'm like, Chris, make an intro. Just make an intro for me. Because, dude, I fucking love the music. And for me, I always like seeing people that, hey, listen, no one knows. I'm going to send you shit. And if you like it, you like it. You don't. But for me, I'm glad you guys actually got the shit and like what, you know. Like
oh, we do. We do. And again, thank you so much for providing us with. I mean, I just, my favorite part about it is I don't have to do laundry as frequently. Like, I was running out of stuff, and now I'm like, I've got all this great stuff, and I don't have to wash my clothes constantly. This is going to be great for tour one day.
One day, right?
One day.
One day. That might not be until 21, fourth quarter.
I don't want to think about it. That's so sad, but it's probably true.
It's fucking, it is sad. It's fucking, it's reality. Every time we take a step forward, we all start taking a step forward, and then it starts going backwards. Because the reality is, we're going to start wearing those fucking masks and doing whatever. But then you wear the mask, and then your immune system gets fucking depleted. So, who the fuck knows? Listen, man, you actually. Last summer you toured with a bunch of, I think it was last year, you toured with some other younger bands that were dope. Greta Van Fleet, Red Sun Rising, Ashes to New, The Struts. I hear a lot of good things about The Struts, actually. People have been shouting them out and talking about them recently.
Yeah.
What, you know, are you guys trying to set up a schedule for next year for 21? That's what most of the bands are kind of canceled everything now and starting to set stuff up for them. And what are you guys planning?
I think we want to headline as soon as it's possible. The big tour that we had canceled was with Incubus and 311, and we were all really, really bummed about that because that was such a great tour. And as far as I know, there's no word of rescheduling that or trying to put that together again. So personally and from within our team, I think we all just want to headline as soon as possible. And we're also releasing new music now. We're hoping that the album comes not long after, you know, this single and the next couple singles. So we'll have something to promote.
Nice. Are you there's a lot of guys that are doing this whole drive-in thing. Is this something you guys have kind of talked about with your team and thought about, or are you staying away from that?
Say that one more time. I couldn't really hear you.
The drive-in concerts, there's things happening. Live Nation's been doing stuff. A lot of different third parties are doing these drive-in concerts. Is this something you guys have thought about doing? Or?
Yeah. I think, I don't know if this is true, but I'm pretty sure people on our team like came up with that idea before anybody else. And we talked about doing it. And then like immediately somebody else did it. And we're like, now we can't do it because somebody else did it. But
so that's,
it's becoming sort of a staple thing that people are liking, I guess. And they're getting the infrastructure down. So definitely, I think if the opportunity presents itself, we'll do it. Sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's the fucking thing, right? It's the same thing. Because we started talking about this stuff probably in March. And you got to be careful who you start talking to. You start sharing those fucking ideas with. Because the minute you start talking to somebody about it, somebody's running off with that fucking idea. Because it's the same thing. We started talking about this in March, getting involved and starting to do that whole concert thing in the drive-ins. And now everyone's fucking doing it. So you jump into the party.
It's not cool anymore. I don't want to do it.
Exactly.
I don't want to play live music for people unless it's like a cool way of doing it. No, we'll do it. We'll probably do it. I think as of now, we're focused more. Like, we're taking this time. We're trying to use it as a positive thing to create as much as we can. Like, make the music videos, do all this stuff. So that when things do open up properly, hopefully eventually, wow, there's a lot of Lee words right in a row. We're just like ready to release stuff. We're ready to work. We're ready to get on the road and hopefully stay out on the road for a while. And so we're not thinking about the concerts. We're not thinking about like, how can we do a drive-in thing immediately? How can we do a short run of that? We're doing this live stream performance, which we haven't done yet, like a proper one. This is going to be like a real thing, like a full band electric, and then a bunch of bands that we like are opening for it. So we're gonna try that. If that works, maybe we'll make a habit out of that every now and again. But for the most part, I think we're trying to stay in one spot and keep working on the record.
Yeah, that's smart. I mean, we use this time and be smart about it. What have you guys toured outside the U.S. or pretty much?
Yeah, we've been everywhere. I mean, we haven't been to like South America or Asia, but yeah, everywhere else, everywhere in Europe, a little bit of Canada.
For you, what would you say the best fucking place outside the U.S. that you went for and performed?
Europe, anywhere in Europe, I think.
People
really, really love live music there. And I've heard that the same thing is true for South America. I've heard that it's like absolutely insane, and they're just so grateful when American bands or British bands, whatever, come to South America. Not a lot of often enough.
Tokyo,
but yeah, for us, I think like anywhere in Germany is always a blast, and the UK too.
Yeah, you guys go to I know a lot of the guys I'm friends with. Asia becomes and Tokyo becomes a big fucking market for the rock scene.
Yeah,
loving that. So definitely,
definitely want to do that. And I want to go to Japan.
Yeah, dude. Anthony, you haven't said much back there, dude.
That's his MO. It's because I can't hear anything. Yeah, it is. Your stream's a little bit quiet.
Weird, and I'm using a microphone. I don't know if we switched to a fucking iPad today. I don't know if that's affecting why people can't hear me. It's fucked up because the last guy had a problem too. Well, listen, man, I'll let you guys do your thing. I appreciate you supporting the brand. Everybody, check out the video that's coming out. 30 releases Friday. The song releases Friday. Go tune into their show that they're doing on Saturday, I believe, right? Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday.
Well, it's the 18th, right? Shitfest. Check that out. Tune in. Make sure you check out.
If you hate the song, keep it to your goddamn self. I'm sick of being bullied on social media.
Fuck that, dude. You guys got a great
No, I don't
care. Got a great fucking sound. You don't give a fuck. I know you don't give a fuck. I mean, don't be like that. Don't be like
that. I read every comment until they're bad, and then I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to stay in bed for about a week.
I'm looking at fucking comments sometimes with these live fests. They're like, yo, Ron's blind as a motherfucker. Look at him squinting. His fucking, give a fuck. Whatever.
People are so judgy. It's so rude. And also hilarious. It's so mean.
Listen, man, I appreciate your time. Thanks for rocking the shit. Everybody check them out. Amazing artists. And I think that the best shit's yet to come. And their first album is fucking phenomenal. So go download it, check it out. and appreciate you being part of the family. I'm glad you like the gear, and we'll definitely be in touch. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. Talk to you later.
All right, fellas. Later, man.
How do I do this? Leave.
Why is everybody having a hard time hearing me? I couldn't be any fucking louder. Seriously. Bring Nate in. Nate is part of the family. Kalish, you better be in this fucking room right now. Jesus, you keep flipping that fucking camera.
You know what?
Vanity makes us do some crazy shit, because it's like 100 degrees in here and I'm wearing this fucking jacket right now.
That's
the problem. You fucking makes us do some crazy shit. I do look fine. I'm on fire.
Brian!
Yo! What's up, Nate? Okay, wait a minute. If I put the mic down, tell me if you can hear me, because Wait, do you have a guitar? Are you gonna play something? So hold on, let me fucking tell everybody. Is Kalish in the fucking room right now?
No, he's not. He's in there.
But no, not in your room. But he's in the fucking live. He's in the live.
He's in there.
So let me introduce you to everybody. Hold on. So Nate DiRocco is friends of the family. Kalish. This guy is super talented, and is you're fucking 18 years old, right?
Just turned 18, yes, sir.
Turned 18, dude. Congrats. We're actually down in Miami, Southeastern Art Basel. He was down there filming videos. Oh shit! You got a new single, Assumption, that's out now.
Yeah, we've been dropping a lot of content. Assumption is out now and everything. Rewind just dropped. Just dropped another video called Come Through, which is on SoundCloud. Exclusively just dropped a video to that. As we've been just killing with content lately, so.
Dude, that Rewind video had a very kind of back to the future kind of vibe. Who came up with that whole thing?
Honestly, I think everybody can guess that was Lisa's idea. Like, he saw the vision for Rewind. He's like, let's take it back to the future. Like, Marty McFly, that's you. So we literally did it. We did the house, like the exact house and the movie. We rented a DeLorean. We got the exact outfit as Marty McFly. And we kind of just went with the whole thing. And it turned out dope. I'm actually super happy that we went that route.
Dude, you just hit 150,000 views on that video right on YouTube.
Yes, I did. It went crazy.
God bless you, dude. If I had it all to do over again, I fucking would have wanted the music too. So I'm a little jealous of you. I'm looking there. You got a guitar. Are you going to play something?
Look, I just picked this up for quarantine. So I'm, you know, I had to do, I can play a little something.
Give us a little something. A little something. Tickle my fancy for a second. I'm going to do a shot while you're doing it.
I can't count the times that you've been on my mind, but I didn't. Just the other day, I wrote down all the things I'd say, but I didn't. I said, baby, I know what you've been wondering. Oh, so here goes nothing, in case you didn't know. Baby, I'm crazy about you, and I would be lying if I said that I would live this life without you. Even though I don't tell you all the time, you had my heart a long, long time ago. In case you didn't know, or something. I know the chords, Ron. I'm not as good as you yet. Not as good as you yet.
Dude, I can't fucking play good. I can't even play the tambourine.
You're lying.
No, I can't. I can sing like a motherfucker, but I can't play. I can't even play the fucking. No.
That was lit.
All that shit back that here, that shit was lit, by the way. All that shit's for everybody else to play. But, dude,
so that's just for the show.
No, no, fuck, get the fuck out. No.
Wait.
It's for when you come in and artists come in, they do
okay,
their shit.
Okay, okay. Great, Ron. Is Mars in the building?
Mars, come over here. Mars.
Yo, bro. Yo, yo.
Mars, yo, yo. If I could hug you right now, I would do it.
Yo, yo.
Ron. Ron, you don't understand. Me and Mars had the illest freestyle session one time in the studio. It was great.
Really? Damn.
We did.
Dude, listen, man. You're making some moves, man. I'm happy. I'm happy for you.
Yo, you guys, seriously, thank you for everything you've done, all the dope clothes you sent me. You showed support since day one. So, like, there's really no bad blood or just your whole business, everything. Like, I love and I support because you guys are always supporting me. So.
It's mutual. I mean, it's Kalish's family, and bringing you in and doing your thing. And listen, we want to support artists. And you, when you came in, your energy, your vibe was just dope. And dude, you got a lot of talent, man. So you,
thank you, bro.
You're just scratching the surface of what's going to come for you.
Yeah, thank you.
But yeah, you and your work ethic. I see you grinding. Kalish has got you grinding, doing your thing, dude. You got shit coming. Everybody needs to go check him out. Check him out. Check out the song Assumptions.
New music coming soon.
New music coming.
Nate
DiRocco. Check him out. Screenshot, everybody. Go download a song. Screenshot, DM us. Dude, your fam.
No.
We'll get you
it's all love.
One thing starts opening up, we're going to get you back up into the office.
Yo, yes, let's do it. I'm with it.
All right, bro.
Later, guys.
Later.
That was great. That was great.
Yeah.
Now it's time
to dude, so now we got to, I got the shot right here. So now we're fortunate enough to have Melignon.
Melignon.
I got to pronounce it correctly. In the studio with us, and he's going to do some performance for you guys. You need to go check him out as well. The stuff that's going to perform tonight is not out yet. Oh, you're going to bring him on in. Bring him on in.
And bring him in, you can introduce him here, then, you know, that's how we do.
Salute. Yo!
Ron, what's up, baby? How you feeling, man?
I'm good, dude. I'm good. You're on your way in here, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm inside. We inside. I'm coming in right now. We here, yes, baby. Senior. Stay solid records, whole team. Let's get it. What's up, man? Mars is good, baby.
Mars is good, man.
Check the drip.
Bye. Yo! This shit's too low. Yo, what's up? Welcome. Listen.
Everybody, what's going on?
What's up? Local New Yorker, uber talented, on the rise, cult of individuality. We always want to have. We're connecting, creating. We want to support local artists. We want to support people that are up and coming. This dude's got a major talent. I want you to go download his stuff. What he's going to do tonight is not out yet.
That's definitely
not.
We're working on a mixtape. It's coming soon. About April, like midweek of April, second week of April, we'll be out. Definitely. Yeah, I got you. That's my fault. Excuse me. That's hello. How y'all doing, everybody? God bless everybody, first of all. Hope everybody's having a great day. Hope everybody's having a peaceful day. I appreciate Ron and the whole team for bringing me out. Thank you, I'm very humble. Appreciate y'all. But yeah, all my music is coming out very soon. We here, we working. August, the second week of August, my music will be out. I'll give y'all an exact date by the first week of August. August 1st, I'll give y'all a date. We here, baby.
Hold on a second. See, Marsh lost the fucking thing you took out. Dude, I didn't take it out. Yeah. You did.
It was just here.
Hold on. You got
it. See.
I was ready to be like, Marsh, you motherfucker.
Open that up. But yo, Ron, real quick, let him know how we got here, man. Like, he went viral with that.
Yo, yeah, listen. Fucking, he went viral, and we're in cold freestyle, and Mars, they fucking posted and put it on, like, should we get this guy in here? Oh, shit, listen. Oh, sweet Jesus. You're a mess. So, Mars fucking posted on the cult IG.
That's right.
Yo, do we get this guy in here for a session? And like 30 minutes, 400 people like, yes, get him in. So here we are.
Here we are. Let's do it.
He spoke. You guys heard. You wanted more.
thank you to those 400 people, man. The boys love the stream.
Dude, that shit was quick, man. It was quick.
Yes,
so it shows all the love you guys
are
going. All right, man. So let's turn it over. Do your thing, man. Show people what you got.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate that.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for this. This is the freestyle. Everybody, just them out. Feel me? Stay solid right from every hit. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Smelly young, y'all.
Smelly young.
Talk to him.
Yo, the kid just told first my whole family. Hey, what up?
Talk to him.
Hey, my son, what's up? What's up? Ask any of my niggas to tell you that ain't real. And I'm always looking out because I can't have my niggas still. And I promise we gon' eat the day that I try my deal. Because that feeling ain't the same when you buy yourself with a meal or buying yourself a meal. And so I gotta grind for my friends and family. It's only a matter of time. And the clock never stops, so neither will I. Everybody eating, I just want a piece of the pie. I'm hungry. And you can tell by the look in my eyes that I'm through the bottom and plain, I'm touching the sky. So every day I wake up with one thing on my mind. Let's get this money so me and all my niggas can shine. Cause I'm tired of the struggle, sick of all the bullshit. Aiming for the wealth, y'all niggas aiming to be hood rich. House in an apartment, something I don't settle for. With a couple thousand ain't enough, I'm trying to touch 100 million. Put up that cash and turn mills to a billion. Middle fingers in my down, screaming, fuck, I ain't feeling. Gotta find a hustle, let's go. It ain't a pillar, you can get it many ways. We ain't gotta deal with dealers for younger. Never find yourself up in the trap. Suppliers only put out work to put themselves on the map. They only care about their profit. So watch where you at. Cause if you fuck up all some money, niggas will put a hole in your back. You see my city and the city is a motherfucking jungle. Niggas out to kill, man. Them niggas is out to hunt you. Every corner that you turn, be on point. Ready to rumble. Cause the foolish nigga brag on me. I keep it humble, so fucking man. I chose to be a motherfucking lyricist. Real recognize real. I know these niggas feeling it. Open up the casket for the seeds, man. I'm killing this. And open up the casket for the seeds, don't be killing it. Quiet storm. That's definitely on the tape too, man. Shout out to my family. Shout out to Ron. Shout out to Cole. We here, baby. Thank God, man. We here. Let's get it.
Woo!
Next up, man. You can follow my page at Million Bandana _. That's MILLEONBANDANA_. Million Bandana. Follow me now. Also follow Cole of Individuality. Also follow Ron Poison and the whole team. We supporting everybody. They supporting us. We got to support everybody. That's how everybody wins.
Bum, 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 bum.
Appreciate y'all.
Play that next joint.
I mean,
keep him hot. You got the comment saucy right now. You got the comment saucy right now.
I might just do three. Let's see what's up. This one right here, go personal. This mean a lot to me, you think?
Let's go. They saying let's go.
Let's
talk to him.
Listen up. I gotta get up by my feelings. Personal. By my feelings. Never take it personal, you feel me? Hold that. Look. Promise myself I never fall again. But you gon' go through shit that you won't understand. Take 10 toes down till you get that upper hand. Focus up and stack on this cash and stop these rubber bands. I know the storms in the past. So fuck it, I make it fall while it lasts. And I left. All this pain, I just put it in my rats. So the same that I got, I just put it in the trap. Yeah, my nigga, I want it all. Got my back against the wall. Niggas praying that I fall, no. I knew niggas ain't had my back when I was hoping they was gone, but them niggas didn't call, no. But I won't slip up, don't call me, I won't pick up. Probably in the trap with my niggas breaking his bricks up. Probably in the telly with Shorty getting my dicks up. Shorty, she was lying too much, I had to give up. Couldn't see the picture, sorry for the mix up. Lines on my face, you told me stories and I listened. Can't bring nobody but myself in this position. I feel it inside my body, my mind, yeah, that intuition.
Hey!
Yeah, when shit ain't working, gotta recognize it. There's some shit inside my heart, I gotta reconcile it. This is the silence when I reflect, I'll be feeling body. Hand on the trigger, should kill this nigga, then I hear the silence. But God sent a nigga size, gotta move this shit behind before I lose a nigga my wound. Oh, I lose a piece of time for taking a nigga's life and getting a nigga I know. I gotta get it by my feelings. My brother told me pain makes millions. If you ever bring me on, you violated. I won't show no love, I leave it isolated. Separated, every piece annihilated. I've been stuck inside my thoughts and I've been going crazy. It's crazy, I don't like how I've been feeling lately. But lately, I've been sipping, I've been feeling wavy. I'm wavy, I've been smoking, I've been feeling lazy. I'm faded, still trying to get it on the daily. I made it, but gotta watch for niggas moving shady. They hate it, snakes in the grass and they moving steady. Shaking, they shoot a nigga if you automate it. Like made it, I pray to God that I get home safely. It's AK, remind a nigga that I shouldn't take it.
Remind a nigga that I shouldn't take it so personal. Life, man, I learned from you. You gotta be merciful, you're purposeful. You're talented and versatile. A work of art, but you're worth it, though.
Let's go against me, bro.
Hey, I'm gonna save the vocals for y'all. Be here, baby. Thank God. Thank you. All y'all. Appreciate this. This all came from bodily emotions, hunger, appetite, and ready. And I am.
You got one more. You got a little encore. The comments are so crazy. Yeah. You got to get one more.
Let's get it.
You're like, yo, one more.
You
better have something ready.
You got it, fellas. This one right here called Purpose. Everybody got a purpose, man. But you gotta find yours. Look deep into yourself. Stop worrying about everybody else's name. Find your dream, find your goals. Purpose, you know.
Talk to him.
Yeah.
They tried to tell me I couldn't even try. I don't know why, but I still I try. I will tell you no lies, no hate in my blood. Flip inside my heart, no fear in my eyes. No more disguise, it's really on. And I'm up on the rise, I'm on the rise. Yeah,
let's go.
I don't know what the best way to get to the curse is. But I put it on the surface, so I hold it down on the surface. I know that I am not perfect.
Thank you.
you with a purpose. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! Wow. Wow, dude. The hair is standing on my arms. That shit is fire, honestly.
You can feel that energy, right? Yo, give him a clap. Yo, give him a clap. Yo, throw it up. Throw it up.
We're blessed. I'm blessed. Honestly, really blessed to have a brand that starts to bring me and get exposure and meet fucking people that are so talented, so genuine. And I wouldn't want to be doing anything else, honestly, and just meeting. He came, dude, you're all your friends and fam that are here.
Shout out the team. Shout out the team.
Stay solid.
If I wasn't doing this brand and people weren't into it, I wouldn't have this opportunity to fucking meet these people. And it's a blessing. And it's a blessing. And I thank everybody so much. I thank everyone for tuning in, for supporting. Dude, it's goosebumps, dude. I got goosebumps. I don't fucking get goosebumps.
That was dope.
You know, honestly, dude, that's fucking great. It was great. Talented. Everybody needs to check him out. If you haven't, check him out now. Now.
Tell him what to do, Ron.
When? But what? Where can they find your stuff right now on iTunes and Spotify?
Right now, I got a song called Up Now. It's produced by Life on My Ave. That's my boy, Jave. Shout out to Jave. You can look that up. Up Now by Life on My Ave featuring Million. That's my whole song. He just produced the beat. But that's my brother. Also got a song with my boy Blizzy. It's called Small Talk. It's on iTunes as well. Old Blizzy, Small Talk featuring Million. And everything else, as far as me personally, it's coming real, real soon, guys. I promise y'all. We working. We just built the label. Stay Solid Records is the LLC. We going independent. We taking this all the way to the top. We got support. I mean, shout outs to Ron. Shout outs to Cult of Individuality. I'm thankful. I'm humbled. We here. We're going to keep this rolling. My at name, once again, ladies and gentlemen. Boys and girls, whoever's watching the whole world, thank you. My at name is at Million Bandana. That's MILLEONBANDANNA _. That's my.
It's line. On the flyer. Look at the flyer. Look at the flyer. It's on the gallery. It's there. It's there. You can find it. You can find it.
Check the flyer out.
Right.
His Instagram's on there. Check him out. Download the music.
This is dope. This is fire.
Are we live?
You are.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Cult of Individuality Digital Sessions 18.0. Feels like it's been a minute since we had a session, but it's only been a fucking...